بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. Salutations to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Salutation to his household and progeny, and may God expedite the return of Imam Mahdi. I'm grateful to God Almighty for giving me this opportunity to have this brotherly meeting, spiritual meeting, and very friendly meeting in this little mosque here. And once again, I'd like to talk to the people who care for this nation and who care for the revolution, and the people who serve the people of this republic. And I'm glad to see you all in this warm and friendly gathering. This meeting today is a symbol of unity among all the officials and all the servants of this dear country of ours. And I'm hoping that the result of this meeting will give you another opportunity to serve the people and also strengthen the brotherly and warm ties among yourselves. This a great verse, or I should say this great statement in a way, has been repeated in the Holy Book of Quran twice. It's in the Baqara chapter. At one place, the verse talks to the people who have accepted the Book of Islam, Quran, to be humble. And in another place in the Holy Book of Quran, we read this verse directed at the believers. The verse talks about patience and perseverance and its effect on the forming of an Islamic society and achieving the lofty goals of Islam in an Islamic society. It also mentions the relationship between patience and perseverance, and how this is connected to the Creator, God Almighty. And when we talk about Ya Ayyuhalladhina Amanu, we get that meaning. Before this chapter, we also have a verse talking about supplication and also gratitude towards life. After this verse, there is a verse that talks about jihad, the holy jihad, which invites us all to work for Islam. And after that, we have a verse as follows.
الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون بعد أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة.
In the connection, this complete connection between the two elements that I mentioned can be understood from these verses. Not only these two elements are important, also the connection between the two is important. Patience and perseverance and its connection to the Creator, God Almighty. Let me talk a little about patience and perseverance. But the connection between the two concepts of sabr and salat, or patience and supplication and humility in front of God Almighty. So when we read that that verse, we read Zikrullah Akbar. So, the most important part of this concept of supplication and humility, other than preventing vice, it also, it's important also read that it invites us to praise God Almighty. In other words, when we praise God Almighty and when we supplicate, it will also help us to be more patient and persevere more, according to verses of Quran and different traditions, different riwayat. We understand the importance of salat, or praising God Almighty, and it also makes us understand the relationship between the two, and that in turn it will strengthen our resolve and our understanding of this. In the Book of Quran, when we read different verses, we find out each verse is an ocean of knowledge. When we read this verse in Quran, we understand that it is with the help of God Almighty that we can achieve patience and persevere. Patience and perseverance is an endless process only if it is with supplication and prayers and praising God Almighty. If we connect perseverance and patience to the source of creation, and praise God Almighty, and then we understand that this patience is going to help us to reach the peaks of enlightenment, and not only in this world, in this material world, but also in life hereafter. When we talk about the peaks of success, we are talking about peaks of spirituality, morality, in science, and in achieving and understanding Islamic values. When we stop along the way and when we experience setbacks, it's because we don't have enough patience. When two armies line up against each other, the army that loses its patience and does not persevere be defeated, and vice versa. After all, the stronger army is going to understand that its opposition, its enemy, has lost patience and perseverance. This is true in all areas of life, in all battles in our life. When we face a problem, or when we experience a natural disaster, those people or those nations who persevere and show patience, then they will be able to overcome the difficulties and problems. This is what we mean when we say Islam will be victorious. Or when we read that Jundullah or Hezbollah, the army of the God, or the party of God, or the true believers who believe in God, will be victorious, it's because they have this strong tie, the connection with God Almighty. So when one army perseveres, it can defeat the army that is not patient and gives up easily. Of course, we can call ourselves Hezbollah or Jundullah, the army of the God. But if we don't have patience and perseverance, we won't succeed. That's when we understand how supplication and words of God, praising God, is important. And the auspicious month of Ramadan is the best chance for all of us to pray to God, to praise God, and supplicate. In fact, all the supplications belonging to the month of Ramadan, which are read in the morning, in the evening as well, provides us with an opportunity to increase and to add to our patience. And the nation of Islam, by being patient and perseverance, it can succeed in all areas, in moral values, in spirituality, and in other areas. And this is the reality, and we should approach this reality and find proximity to it. Let me give you some examples. If you are a policeman, or if you are a security person, or if you are a politician, or if you are a man of economy, and if you get tired, and if you feel tired and lose patience and give up, then you will lose it all. So, by praising God Almighty, strengthen your resolve and add to your patience. There is something here that will force us and make us commit a sin. And by committing sin, the consequences will also be inflicted on others, not just ourselves. Sometimes we make a mistake, or we say something that we shouldn't, or we sign a piece of paper that we shouldn't, or commit an act of corruption, for instance, especially committed by an official. The consequences of this action is going to be inflicted on others and make the public suffer. This is what sin is. That's when we realize how important patience is. For instance, you're approached by someone who wants to bribe you, and then you show patience and you refuse. But then sometimes you persevere and you resist committing sin. And if you don't resist the sin, then you will harm not only yourself but others. That is a different type of patience. Now, showing patience when a natural disaster strikes is also important. For instance, sometimes we have to show patience because of personal problems, in the face of personal problems. But sometimes we have natural disaster that befalls us. To give you an example, a government official or a politician, a manager in our system might face opposition, might face slander or plots. And we have experienced this. We see all these plots against Islamic Republic of Islam because of our Islamic values, against our country, by the world arrogance. And these plots are leveled against us because of officials in our system that they don't want to see these people working for this country and Islam. This is a disaster in a way, and it is very difficult to hear these slanders, see these plots, and show patience. We have witnessed this. Sometimes our enemies open a new front and start some propaganda war against us, and it is very difficult for our officials to hear these slanders and see these plots and say nothing and show patience. This is very valuable. Persevering and resisting all these temptations and plots against us is important. These are personal slanders leveled against them. Sometimes we, as the people who run this system, who run this country, face problems that ordinary people are not worried about. These problems are faced by the representatives of the people in the Islamic Consultative Assembly, for instance, or me, or you, as the officials of this country, the managers of this country. And normal people do not face them. We have a more difficult job. We have to show perseverance and be patient. What I want to emphasize here something is the impatience that some of us here and there might show. For instance, when it comes to protecting lofty ideals of Islam and Islamic Republic of Iran, some of us might have shaking knees and show some doubt or even lose patience when faced with difficulties. As a matter of fact, at times like this, showing patience is very important. My dear brothers and sisters that are gathered here, you are the officials and the managers of this system. Of course, the elite is here today. The top-ranking officials are here. Ask yourself, why do we work for this system? Why did we take this responsibility? Was it because we had this ambition to become top officials of this system? I don't think so. Otherwise, if we are thinking of material rewards, and if you're working for this system because of top positions, then our work is worthless in a way. And once we lose our position, then our work, even our good work, will be blemished. We know that the world arrogance changes regimes in different parts of the world. We changed the old regime because we had in mind to establish an Islamic state. We changed the old regime in order to create a nation, an Islamic nation for our people with Islamic values implemented. And in order to create this nation and revive the Islamic values and show the world that our republic can be a role, a model for other nations, then we should insist on working for God Almighty, working for the people, not for our satisfying our ambitions and our desires. This is the goal. This is why we decided to change that regime and run this country. An Islamic state should be based on Islamic values, and every time we were successful in achieving these lofty goals and establish these goals, these Islamic values in Iran, then we should be proud of ourselves. And that's what we should strive for. And we should not neglect or overlook this goal. The reason, or I should say the secret, to the enmity or the animosity shown to us by our enemies is because we reject oppression, we reject invasion of other countries, we reject the dominance of world powers, we reject and we oppose international dictatorship, just as we oppose domestic dictatorship. And this is shown not only in our thoughts, in our way of thinking, but when we need to show this in practice, we will not hesitate, and we do that. So those people who want to oppress the nations of the world and plunder the riches and the wealth of other countries, and they belong to the army of Pharaoh, the arrogant Pharaoh and its army, then they're going to face our opposition and our rejection. I've already said this. The reason for slandering us and accusing us of not tolerating other countries and not being able to get along with other nations of the world is not right. What we oppose is oppression, and who we oppose is the oppressor. We oppose those powers that oppress other nations and shed blood with hands in a velvet glove. We were never duped or we were never taken by their appearance. They wear ties, they wear three-piece suits. They look very chic, the officials of world arrogance, I mean. But look what they are doing in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in different parts of the world. They go as far as even oppressing their own people and plundering their own people's riches. We have gotten to know these people, and they know us very well. They know very well that Islamic Republic of Iran, that was established by late Imam Khomeini, peace be upon him, and also the ideals of the Islamic ideals that we are pushing for, they know all this. They know that we oppose accumulation of wealth by the wealthy and by the powerful. These are the Quranic values, and they know this, and they know that we oppose the oppressors. And now you and I know that we are the officials that run this system, and you and I both know that we should show patience and perseverance in order to protect these ideals. We should not give up. Let me tell you, if there is opposition shown towards Islamic punishment, or if there is opposition to our constitution or our ideas, you should not give up. You should not be scared off. You should insist on your fundamental values. And those values are as follows: serving the people, serving the Muslims, doing everything for God, showing enmity towards the oppressors of the world, showing animosity towards the enemies of God and the people of God. So Islamic Republic of Iran was established on these values. This system is based on intellectual values, on knowledge. When we talk about having a system that is run on the scientific basis, we should not misunderstand it with giving up and backing off. By knowledge and a scientific system, we mean finding ways of achieving our goals and achieving it in the best way possible, in the best manner possible. This is what I mean when I talk about moderation or running a system on a scientific basis. You should know that by using these concepts, by misusing it, in fact, they're trying to tell us that our system is not based on scientific values. Don't you be bought into this, and don't show impatience. In fact, sometimes our enemies say that our people are tired of this system. This is not true. In fact, our people see that the officials of this country come out and openly express their resolve to protect Islamic values. Then people get encouraged to support them? Don't they think that these people, our people, staged this revolution in order to protect Islamic values? Don't they know that these people fought the enemy for 8 years in the sacred defense in order to protect our country and our values? A couple of nights ago, I saw a program on TV, and late Ayatollah Talaghani was quoting late Imam Khomeini, peace be upon him. In fact, Imam Khomeini was talking about the funeral of Ayatollah Talaghani, and late Imam Khomeini was talking about the great resolve and the feelings shown when Ayatollah Talaghani was being buried. Ayatollah Khomeini talked about people's resolves. So we, as the officials of this country, have the responsibility to care about our people, to be sensitive towards their feelings. When our people see that the officials of the country in the Islamic State show how proud they are to be a Muslim, to be an Iranian Muslim, and how and what a strong resolve you have to serve the people, not only they will be encouraged, they will be hopeful. In fact, when an official is close to people and asks people for help, they like him. We have no right to neglect our Islamic mottos and slogans. And if we do, in fact, we show impatience and we show lack of perseverance. Despite what our enemies want, we should insist on these values in order to advance our countries and reach the peaks of success. We need not to forget about our Islamic ideals. This is a wrong notion that a religious society, an Islamic society, will not be able to achieve material success in all areas of our daily lives. This is wrong. This is a wrong notion. Unfortunately, when I read some articles in some newspapers, for instance, I see that the writer has questioned the achievements of the nation. This is wrong. This, in fact, is discouraging people, disappointing people by writing a bunch of lies. Can you show me someone that can deny our successes? And the reason for these successes that we have achieved is because of our Islamic values, our patience, our resolve that has put Iran on the map of the world in a top position. In fact, there was an exhibition right here in this place, and there were about 50 plus scientific achievements out of hundreds. In fact, the inventors or the innovators that were here, some of them work for the government, they explained to me that a lot of those achievements were unique in the country, and in fact, some of them were one of a kind in the world. It was for the first time that some of these innovations and inventions were achieved in Iran. Last year, a little less than a year ago, I don't remember the date exactly, there was a big congress, a scientific congress on a specific topic. I don't want to get into details. And those international guests that we had, they came to this country and they witnessed our successes. There were representatives from a lot of advanced countries, and they had interviews. They gave interviews here and unanimously said that they did not expect Iran to achieve all these successes. And for instance, in the area of nuclear technology, this is just a small sample. This is just an example of our achievements. We have lots more. We have a lot of achievements in scientific areas. As far as having a better life for our people and advancing our country as far as the everyday life of our people is concerned, we should not deny our progresses. Unfortunately, in some articles, these achievements are questioned. These achievements are very valuable and they're priceless, in fact. After about 30 years of the victory of the system, and about 20 years or so after the demise of our leader, the founder of this state, our people are still repeating the slogans and the mottos that we introduced in the beginning of the revolution. The young in this country, who weren't even born when we had the sacred defense, when the revolution was staged here, they are supporting the system, and they are working to achieve more. May God bless you all.